A revival of the musical Finian's Rainbow is opening tonight on Broadway. When it first came out in 1947, it was a huge hit. Since then, there have been occasional revivals, but this is the first full-blown Broadway production. As NPR's Margot Adler reports, the show may resonate more now than it did in the past.
Most people don't know Finian's Rainbow, but they might know many of the songs, Old Devil Moon, When I'm Not Near the Girl I Love, and this tune.
Our scenes in Glaucomora. Is that little brook still even there?
Most people think of the story as a kind of Brigadoon, if they think of it at all. Superficially, the story is about Finian and his daughter, who come from Ireland to the American South, Finian having stolen a pot of gold from a leprechaun. They come to Rainbow Valley, a land of black and white sharecroppers. Terry White, who plays Dottie, sort of the unofficial mayor of Rainbow Valley, says she tells her friends.
Well, it's about romance, bigotry, politics, work, and a leprechaun. And they go, okay, I think I'll have to go see the show.
Remember, Yip Harburg, who wrote the lyrics, is the same guy who wrote all the songs for The Wizard of Oz. Producer David Richenthal says, like The Wizard of Oz, there's a unique blend of the real and the unreal.
If someone who didn't know anything about The Wizard of Oz was told, well, there is going to be a scarecrow and there's going to be a lion and a tin man, and incidentally, there's a real people, you would say, well, this is a joke, isn't it?
The musical has a large cast. It's difficult to stage, and it had a problem. In the past, a white bigoted senator is magically transformed into a black man, something that organizations like the NAACP got very upset with because most performances, says Richenthal, used blackface to make that transformation.
A lot of people were under the impression that the show was in favor of racism because they said, how can you use blackface? So there's been a terrible and very bizarre misunderstanding about the politics underlying Finian's Rainbow.
In this production, they used two different actors. Arthur Perlman updated the book for the show and feels the time is right for this new production.
Part of the problem with producing Finian is the times never quite seem to coincide with the material.
But now, he says, with the economy the way it is, the musical, which deals with rich and poor and the pitfalls of easy credit, is more relevant. Here's Jim Norton as Finian.
Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a Rockefeller-tive and palms no longer itch? What is rich?
When we all have bourbon and a plastic teeth, how will we determine who's who underneath?
And when all your neighbors are upper class,
you won't know your Joneses from your rassters.
The funniest performance is that of Christopher Fitzgerald, who plays a leprechaun who finds himself becoming more and more human. Fitzgerald says this about the familiar and show-stopping song, When I'm Not Near the Girl I Love.
The rhymes are just so satisfying to sing and to
What is that line about, the one about mortal?
As I'm more and more a mortal, I am more and more a case. Like we all are.
As I'm more and more a mortal, I am more and more a case. When I'm not facing the face that I fancy the face I face.
I think the show is about becoming human. I imagine that being a leprechaun is kind of maybe sterile. It's like, you know, he's not felt love. You know, he has a one task, which is to keep that gold. It's almost like an adolescent who it has a lot of bravado but hasn't really discovered girls yet.
Producer David Richenthal says he's always been drawn to the musical's other big theme.
That the key to personal happiness is to follow your dream. And the song, Follow the Fellow Who Follows His Dream, has been something that has moved me since childhood.
Follow the fellow who follows his dream.
Perhaps it's not surprising that the lyrics to Finian's Rainbow were written by the same man who wrote Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And Over the Rainbow. Mix them together and you get something like Finian's Rainbow. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.